This is All Things Considered on KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. After 8 months of meetings, a work group on the prevention of sexual harassment in the Washington State House has released a set of recommendations. KNKX's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been following this process from the beginning and joins me now live from Olympia. Hey, Austin.
Hi, Ed.
What are the highlights of the recommendations?
Well, this is a pretty robust set of recommendations, but topping the list, this House workgroup wants the House to create an independent office where victims can report misconduct. This is a significant request. We've been hearing about this for the past year from many of the women who work in and around the Capitol, but they really want a separate place they can go rather than the House or the Senate administration. Other recommendations: adopt a new code of conduct that all legislators, all staff, and all lobbyists would be required to sign and adhere to. They also want new mandatory training for everyone who's working up here on the Hill, as well as additional elective respectful workplace training of 5 hours a year that people could pick and choose from a menu, but they'd have to get that additional 5 hours a year.
Kind of a long journey to this moment. How did we get here?
Well, go back more than a year when Walker Orenstein of the News Tribune and I reported on a culture here at the state capitol where women we spoke with said that they weren't necessarily experiencing an overt climate of sexual harassment, but certainly experiencing unwanted attention, unwanted touching, lingering hugs, those sorts of things. That was followed by a Stand With Us letter signed by more than 200 women. That was followed by very crisp demands, including for some sort of independent reporting entity. And meanwhile, three lawmakers since then have been alleged to have committed various acts of misconduct and have been either ousted by voters or promised to resign since then. So it's been a very significant year, both in terms of direct action and direct accusations and allegations, as well as grappling with how to make this a safer work environment.
Yeah, and the legislature is not your typical work environment, right? I mean, that's part of the issue here.
That's right. I mean, we've seen this Me Too movement play out in several arenas and workplaces. The State House is unique. It's a part-time work environment. People have described it as summer camp. People are here for a few months. It's short. It's intense. A lot of after-hour interactions. And also, the power differential is huge between elected officials in leadership positions and staffers. And then lobbyists, they don't work for the legislature. They're here working in this environment, but they're oftentimes independent contractors. It's a very unique environment.
It's not like a traditional workplace where everybody's under the same HR guidelines. You've got a lot of people coming together from different organizations.
That's exactly right. They don't have a formal HR system, but the Senate has actually created now a new human resources officer position, slightly different approach than the House. The thing that's going to happen now, Ed, though, is that first the House is going to have to look at these recommendations, decide whether to adopt. There are some concerns about this independent entity and how it would work. And then it's about aligning the House and the Senate, which are very different institutions, even though they're under the same dome, how they can align their guideposts so that people have one set of rules to operate under in one building.
Austin Jenkins, thank you very much.
You're welcome.